Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. And it is no mystery where you choose to sit here today. And if I could tell you in a way that painted pictures in your mind of the lineage that has brought you here, you wouldn't believe me. You'd say that it's just too coincidental. Or you'd say that it's a plan that's outside of believability, of linearity, even of synchronicity. The Lemurians, after all of these years, would find their way back to here. To sit on a modern cruise ship and pretend they don't remember. You can't. You're not built to. But all of these things are changing. The very blocks in your consciousness that keep you from seeing your Akash or validating ancient history within your DNA, these things are beginning to lift. But you can't see them in 3D. And so a film is not going to play to show you what happened to you. And you're not going to get pictures and sound, writing, that would help you to understand your part in it. It's just not going to happen that way. Because the Akash has an attribute that is quantum. We use the word quantum just to say we have a multidimensional part of you, which is the record of you. And it will not play out the way you think it should. Even those who will read into your Akash cannot dig into the multidimensional parts past a certain point. They can see the history, the potential. They might even see the most important parts energetically of what you have accomplished, but they're not going to see what you can see. It's going to happen emotionally first, mysteriously. The subconscious of your mind is controlled by more than the chemistry. It's an opening into a portal that is available in your DNA, which is multidimensional. For you disengage that which is your intellect when you're asleep. You're not actively blocking when you're asleep. And in certain kinds of sleep, multidimensionality can pop through and play the movie. They become mind groups, thought groups, feelings, emotions, some powerfully good, some not so good. But all of them have something in common. They happened here. And so when you pick up your corporeal body and you walk onto the land, if you will allow it, some of these things start to come back. In a few minutes, I want to talk about Gaia yet again in ways I have not. There is an energy of the land here who knows you. And it's not a mystery. Because your core soul is the same one that walked these mountaintops all those years ago. And so you're going to feel, if you choose to, this mountain speak to you. For the mountain has expected old souls to return, certain ones of them to return. What brought you here? The beauty of the trees? The color of the water? Or something else? Huh? Or something else? And so when you set foot on the land and you get out from away from the shopping and the excursions and you want to give ceremony or just sit and feel, I will tell you, it doesn't matter where you are. Let the mountain talk to you, and Gaia will do so. And you may get chills. And I will tell you what the message is. Welcome home. Welcome home. It's more than the teaching of Kryon. It's the teaching of the elders who walked these hills. The energies of the ancients who walked these hills. The places where the seeds still exist in the valleys that are sacred. The energies that remain of the ones who visited you so long ago. For many of them are calling this home to this day. And so the invitation in these few moments, dear ones, is clear. If you want to do it, open to these things. It will speak to you in ways perhaps that you're not even aware can happen. And then when they do, sit and think for a moment. Is there a greater purpose? Is there a greater plan? What has brought you back? Is there something to do? And in most cases, the answer will be no. In most cases, it's simply an alliance. In most cases, it's the reason you'd simply call home. It's a handshake that says, I remember, and the circle is complete. And the circle is complete. And so it is.